Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Well, only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there.
Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. I thank you as you are tuning in with the spoken word with Pastor Brenda Spann. Well, I am so excited. I'm excited about the word today. We will be coming from the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I want to talk about waiting on God. What happens when you are waiting on God and you begin to be worried and you begin to get tired and you begin to be frustrated and you begin to be discouraged. What happens when you are waiting on God and you can't see the promise, but your faith must kick in? Oh, hallelujah. You may not see the promise, but your faith must kick in. Oh, hallelujah. Waiting can be a hard thing to do when you are impatient. Oh, my goodness. When you are impatient, when you are very impatient, waiting on the promises, waiting on God's word. You know, you have heard God say this word. He has spoke the word into your spirit. You said, this word is for me. As these doors will open, I will be healed. My kid will be coming home. My finances. What happens when you don't see the promise? What happens when you don't see the promise? When you have to wait on God, when you have to continue to wait, to wait, to wait, to wait. And so waiting in a long line is totally different from waiting on God to do something for you. I have to say that waiting in a long line, like waiting on a long line to have your food paid for, is different from waiting on God to do what he said that he would do for you. Okay, now if you're waiting on that in that line to pay for your food, well, you know that eventually that food will be paid. Eventually that line will move. But what happens when you're waiting on God and you don't see the manifestation, when you don't see the promise, when you don't see it, you say, Lord, I believe you, but I don't see it. Okay, and so again, your faith, I have encouraged, your faith must kick in. And so we're going to talk about waiting on God, because many times we get impatient and we say, oh, well, Lord, I don't know how this bill is going to get paid. And then we go do illegal things. Or we say, Lord, I don't. I know you say I want to be blessed with a husband or a wife. And then we go out there and we choose our own husband or wife. Okay? And so waiting on God is very important, because sometimes we want to move before God can move. And God said that I'm trying to teach you how to wait on me, how to depend on me totally, okay? I want you to depend on me when you can't even see what I'm trying to do. That's a word for somebody today. I want you to depend on me when you cannot see what I'm trying to do, okay? Because God does not reveal everything to his people, to his children. Okay, and so this is when the waiting must kick in. The Bible says in Romans 12:12, be joyful and patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Okay, so what that scripture is saying that we must, as we are waiting on God, we must be prayerful. We must continue to pray, and we must be praying to expect the promise to come to pass. I have to say that again. We must be praying to expect the promise to come to pass. That's the word for someone today. We're going to pray. Dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, giving you all praises and all glory. Lord, we thank you for this word, this teaching that's going to go forth, oh God. Lord, we ask that it deliver, that it set the captives free today. That we ask that they open up the people that are listening ears, Lord. Lord, speak a revelation to them today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, bless his name. You know, waiting on God, many times we complain. Okay, we complain as we're waiting on God, and complaining and waiting on God is not trusting God. Waiting on God and complaining is not trusting God. We must wait on God. Oh, hallelujah. We must wait on him until the promise is fulfilled, until his word is fulfilled. You know, his word gives life. His word gives power. His word is in yea, and in him is amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. And so today we're going to be coming from the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah, he was talking to the Israelites. The Israelites was in bondage under the Babylonians. And it's hard when you are talking to people that are going through some things. It's hard when these people are being in bondage, is being enslaved, and he's telling them to wait on the Lord. That's the word. You know, somebody today might be going through something today, and you might be going through whatever your issue may be, either that he might be sick in your body, or you must just been trusting God for deliverance. You might be dealing with depression. You may be being oppressed on your job. But God said, wait on the Lord. God is trying to do something in your life. And many times when I'm going through things, I ask the Lord, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show me? Oh, hallelujah. And sometimes God is trying to build character within us, because being impatient, many times we will be tested in that area. And so how do we know, how do we learn to trust God when we're not tested? Okay? And so the book of Isaiah, it starts off, he says to the people of the Jewish people, he says, "Oh, Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God. He's the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the deeps of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, and he strengthens to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar up, they will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." And so God is saying that even though that you may be in captivity, even though you may be weak, you may be fragile, or you may be discouraged, God said to wait upon the Lord. Why? He said when you wait upon the Lord, he said eventually, he said that he would give power to the weak. He would give strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, but he says that you will find strength. You will find strength. Why? Because you choose to wait upon God. You choose to wait upon God. And see, and many times we have to look back into the Bible. Many, many times when the Israelites fell into bondage, when they fell into slavery, many times they rebelled against God. They did not wait on God. They did not wait on the promises of God. And so what God did was God moved himself out of the way, and he gave them over to their own lust. He gave them all over to their own images and their own desires. Okay? And I have to be honest. I have to share my experience with to you guys. What my experience was when I didn't wait on God. Okay, just like the Israelites found themselves in the wilderness for 40 years, and they found themselves going around that same mountain, same wilderness over and over and over again. And see, what God was trying to do, God was trying to teach them something. God was trying to show them that they can't do nothing without him. They have to be totally dependent and trust God for every direction. But even God, when he gave them manna, when he gave them the quail, when he gave them food in the desert, God was showing them that you have to depend upon me, okay? And so what I did was I became impatient. I became impatient, and I said, God, you're not going to give me a husband after waiting on God for 10 years. I said, okay, Lord, I've been waiting 10 years. I'm trying to tell God, this is how long I've been waiting, like he didn't know, And I said, okay, I've been waiting over 10 years, Lord, and now I'm just tired. And I found myself going after find my own husband, okay? Being rebellious, being disobedient towards God. And God had already told, and see, what was happening was, again, God was trying to build my character. He was trying to prepare me, and he was trying to, first of all, what he was trying to do, he was trying to break off some of the strongholds that I had put on throughout the years. Me feeling rejected and feeling abandonment and feeling needy. God was trying to break off all that stuff that I had picked up throughout the years. And many times what we do is, when God is, we have to know that God is our potter. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And many times when we give our lives to Christ, when we give our lives to him, we come to him all filthy, all broken, all dysfunctional. We come to God with all this stuff. And God says that God has to break off some of those things. And he had to go all the way down to the core. And when God, when I thought 10 years was long, but God says all the things that you had to put on, all the strongholds, all the things that you had been captive in your mind to, he said, I had to do surgery on you. And so what happened is when God is doing what he's doing in our lives and he's trying to reconstruct us, what happens is we can stop the process. When we feel that 10 years is too long, God is saying, I haven't even begun to even get down to the core of your issues yet. Because every time I'm trying to get down to the core of your issue, you stop the process. And God said, you know, you stop the process. And so what I did was I went out and tried to find my own husband. And when I went out to try to find my own husband, I found myself back in the face of God, ashamed, feeling like I was really hard on myself, and I should have been hard on myself, but I was ashamed. I was beginning to say, Lord, I know. I said, you haven't called me, Lord. I know. You couldn't call me how I'm feeling, what I did, and everything. And I began to be really ashamed. I disconnected myself from the church. I disconnected myself. I found myself being isolated, and that's what the enemy does. He wants you to self-condemn yourself that way that you can go into isolation. You're disconnected from your friends, your family, the church, the people that you need in that time. I isolated myself from them, okay? And because I felt that I was not who God had called me to be, okay? And so, I paid for what I did. I really did, because when I say I paid for it, I said that I paid for what I had done. But what I'm saying is that it cost me, okay? And been chosen by God. When God calls you, he said he predestined you. He calls you before the foundation. He called me before the foundation of this earth. He set me apart to be holy, okay? To be set apart for him, to do a work. And so when God has chosen you, oh, hallelujah. This word is for somebody today, because I didn't mean to go this direction. When God has chosen you, it will be times where you will be impatient, where you will be tired and discouraged. It will. These are things that do happen. But God said, do not. He said, he that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is performing a good work in you. And many times we don't see what God is doing. And see, in spite of them being into captivity, the Israelites being in captivity, being in bondage, being in slavery, you know, other people being master over them, they were God's chosen people. God had chosen them. They were God's own a precious possession. They were God's chosen people. And there's a quote I have read, I want to read. It says, for the faithful, there is no failure, and the faith knows no weariness. I have to say it again. For the faith, there is no failure, and faith knows no weariness, has no weariness. And so we have to know that there's a time where we will get weak. Okay, there is a time where we will get weak. But God said, if you just wait on me, oh, hallelujah. If you just wait on me, I will strengthen you. God wants to manifest his power in someone today. Okay, there's a time and season for a harvest to take flourish. Oh, hallelujah. There's a time, one person, there's a time where we must plant. Okay, there's a time where we may water the plant, water the seed, but it is God that brings forth the flourish, the harvest, the increase. It is God that brings forth the fruit, the abundance of fruit. And so many times, even with, let's talk about spiritual gifts that God has given us, okay? You know, self-control, okay? That comes from waiting on God, humbling yourself, having peace and love. Oh my goodness. You know, many That's how we come to God, and we hate some people. Come on, let's keep it real. We hate some people. But God said, no, I got to bring some love out of your heart. I got to give you a heart of flesh, not a stony heart. Okay? And so, Jesus told the disciples in the book of Acts of the first chapter, he told them to go into Jerusalem and wait. Wait on the promise, wait on the Holy Spirit. Now, what if they hadn't went to Jerusalem to wait on the Holy Spirit to come and fall upon them and give them power? And the Holy Spirit is very important in our lives. What if they didn't go to Jerusalem to wait on the Holy Spirit to fall upon them, like Jesus had commissioned them to do? Okay, what if they hadn't done that? Okay. They would not be endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit, okay? Jesus told them to go into Jerusalem to wait on Acts 1 and 4. Wait for the promise of the Father, which he says, I have told you, okay? And so God is telling, one of the hardest things for as believers is to wait on God, to wait on God to fulfill a need. Waiting on God. You know, this is where the fruit comes. The fruit comes in waiting on God, expecting, Lord, I know that you're going to be here. I know you're going to do what you said you're going to do. You know, but we have to wait until the promise is fulfilled. Oh, hallelujah. We have another Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, he was talking to people that their hope has failed. Okay, they had heard that God was going to do what he said he was going to do, but their hope has failed. And God, you know, how can God do this when we're in bondage? How can God do this when I'm tired? How can God say he'll bring my children out when I see they're being rebellious? How can God do this? How can God do that? He said to wait. God said to wait, waiting for an answer from God, waiting on a position, waiting on a husband and wife, waiting for an answer, waiting. We must wait. We must exercise our waiting on God. God is working it out for your good. He's working it out. It may not look like it. You know, faith comes by hearing and not by sight. It may not look like it, but God said in his word that he would do it. Psalms 59:9 says, because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 62:5, they say, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Okay? My expectation is from him, not from man. Not for this world. My expectation is in him, is in God the Almighty, the God that called me, the God that chose me, the God that created all things. That's where I lie my expectation in. Okay? Psalms 130:5 say, I'm waiting for the Lord, my soul do wait, and his word do I hope. His word, saints, his word is all that we have confidence in. His word. If he has spoken out of his word, God is going to do what his word has said that he's going to do. Why? Because these are the words that have been spoken out of the mouth of God. God is not like man that he shall lie, nor like the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he will do it. You know, we have to know that our ways is not God's ways. And like I was saying before, that to me, 10 years was long, but to God, it was not. Because we don't know what God is doing behind the scenes. God is working some things out in your life today. Your job is to pray and wait. Pray and wait on God. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Now, this is one of the things that I always have to share my saying. It says to be of good courage. I went through a process of waiting on God, and I was stressed out the whole time. I kept saying that God is going to work things out. I'm trusting God. but yet I spoke it with my mouth. I confessed it with my mouth, but and actually my emotion was all over the place and I began to be stressed out. Okay, but here it says to be in good courage. Be in good courage. Don't be depressed. Don't allow your anxiety to be, but it says to be in good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Okay? And in Psalm 25:5, it says, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. I put my trust in God. I put my trust in God. He said he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. He gives power to the weak. He gives power to the weak. Many of you today that may be listening today may be weak in their body, maybe discouraged, maybe just totally depressed. But God said he would give you strength. If you just encourage yourself in the Lord, he will give you strength. He will give you joy. Okay. This is only an attack of the enemy. The enemy comes to attack. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants us to deny God. He wants us to not trust God. This is the job of the enemy. But God said that if you just continue to encourage yourself in him, God said that he will delight your heart. He will delight your heart. We have to just trust God. We have to trust God. We have to trust God. We can't do nothing without God. We cannot do anything without the Almighty God. I pray, oh hallelujah. I pray that you are encouraged by this message today. And I pray that God continues to bless you. And the Bible says that they will run, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. You will not be crawling. You will not be fragile. You will run and you will not faint. Stay encouraged in the Lord. God is doing something in your life today, and I pray that you was truly blessed. Continue to trust God. Do not walk by sight, but walk by faith. God bless you. God bless you.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I'm going to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
Everything
I
can
do this
that
for
I
myself.
Can.
Forever, I'ma need your
okay.
help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you,
I love you. I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love.
and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know, you have to thank God saved me. High out here on drugs and wilding out, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him, you know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.